Murphy Funnel. Right now it's 18 minutes away from 10 o'clock.
ABC Far North.
It is apparent that most of us live by rules and we know the rights from the wrongs. We know the best way to interact with each other, how to be polite and respectful. And we really know what culturally is fairly normal. Sure, sometimes we go into a new culture and we have to explore it, but we often take the time to do that, to work out how to carry ourselves. But what happens in the digital age? The rules change. Do the same rules that we've stuck by for, well, millions of years still exist? They might not. And it's a doozy of a topic that our business futurist, Morris Mizalowski, has tried to wrap his mind around. Morris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Phil.
Morris, this is fascinating. The more I started reading into this, makes you wonder, what will we expect from each other online in the digital world? Will it be the same as what we've always expected?
You're right. It's an incredible conversation, and it's one that really talks about who we'll be as human beings moving forward. Because culture has historically been determined by where we are geographically, by the people around us, by the literal borders that we have, if they're mountains or seas or whatever else it was. And it didn't change. It really was incremental in the way that it altered. And a child that was born into that culture pretty much knew what was expected of her or him for quite a while. But as you've said, in this digital age where we are all digital immigrants and literally coming out of cultures every couple of minutes as we search online, we're looking at something in China and then moving to America and then to Australia and really just moving all around without even knowing it. Our world of expectation has changed dramatically.
And it makes me wonder, will it somehow survive our cultures online as digital interaction becomes more integrated? You know, people who grew up by the sea versus people who had never seen the sea, will that become blurred?
I think it will. I mean, culture is really a collective set of behaviours, and those behaviours are now changing dramatically. What we're finding on one set is that the world seems to be enormous and we are all global citizens. We've heard that lots and lots of times. But what does that really mean? Can we be global citizens? I'm not sure that we can. We can be influenced by almost everything, which is what we're saying, but even that doesn't make sense. How can you be influenced by everything? So in some ways, we seem to be living in a much, much bigger world where everything is possible. We're learning a lot more about countries. We're involved with people. We understand or we see the foods that they're eating. We might want to try it. The languages become something that we become more accustomed to. But on the other hand, we also seem to be becoming much more insular in this digital space by choosing the kinds of people that we predominantly want to hear from, the conversations that we want to be a part of, the newspapers, the radios that we want to listen to. And that, in some ways, is also a very, very interesting space.
Might there be some cultural norms that somehow will survive, for want of a better word? That'll maintain, whereas others will drift away?
Well, I think there has to be. I mean, we're humans, and I don't subscribe. You and I have talked about this a lot, about a dystopian world. That's pretty much the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger paints for us, where robots will take over, humans will be secondary. To me, that's nonsense. I don't ever see humans allowing that to happen. Human beings love to interact. We love to chat. We love to talk. We love to gossip. All of those things are part of culture. So I'm convinced that we're going to have a human-based culture moving forward. But the reality that is rigid and known to us throughout our lives, I think, has disappeared. And what today's younger generations are particularly good at is changing that cultural expectation for every interaction they have. So they kind of understand that when they're playing their games with a couple of people virtually with them, that they might have to speak a different language or a different tone set or understand something they might not understand elsewhere. And again, they can change that really swiftly.
Is digital culture going to become a thing as is, you know, say Spanish culture or Irish culture? Will there emerge a digital culture?
I think there's a digital set of etiquettes that we're already starting to see. There are all kinds of strange languages that I certainly can't make sense of, and those are those shortenings of words, the things they use in Twitter or LinkedIn or somewhere else.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, some of those are just beyond the pale. Unless you're part of that culture or that clique, they're really hard to decipher. you almost need to go back and find some Morse code to it. So we're definitely seeing that. We're seeing that if you look at what are emerging as cultural subsets, so groups of people that like to dress the same or act the same or read the same or whatever it is that brings them together.
Complain about the same things.
Yeah, absolutely. All seem to have the same language, which is not unusual. We did that physically, but now digitally we're doing that. And if you go into some of these spaces online, you'll see that it's almost, even though it may be English as a base, it bears no resemblance to it, nor does the way that they interact or speak to each other seem to be part of normal, bigger culture. But again, for that subset, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does, isn't it? I mean, the internet largely is written in English, but you're right, that what you see is a variant of English, not the English that you and I were taught.
It absolutely is, but that's not unusual either, because Shakespeare, which is held up to be the greatest example of if English spoken properly, was seen as vernacular and crass in his day. He was really taken to task on the way that he spoke. So the English language evolves over time. It always has. It evolves now. We're seeing a couple of hundred new words come into our dictionary every year. So that's something that we're quite accustomed to. But even though we think that English is the dominant language online, it in fact isn't. It in fact is Chinese, or Mandarin, more precisely.
Okay.
Because simply by the vast number of people that are using the internet through those spaces. Now, there are all sorts of websites and things that are very well known to that culture that are not part of our norm, but they impact on them greatly. So this whole conversation is really a growing one. At the moment, we only have 40% of the world available, the world using the internet, but we know that that's going to increase dramatically over the next 5 years alone. And what does that do?
Well, this is a question I've asked you about a lot of things in history, and that's about teaching these new expectations, because we're sort of learning them on the fly. So who's going to be doing the teaching?
And that's a fascinating question too, because I don't think that there's one central space that's going to happen anymore. A lot of that was taught in the past by parents. It was taught by an education system and by a physical culture. We went out, we exposed ourselves to a physical world, and we learned what was happening around us and what was right and what was wrong. In this space, I think it's going to be taught by similar people in that space before us, and the leaders that that space puts up as being the people that are knowledgeable about how things are done there, and that's going to be transient, that's going to change. So the notion, again, that you and I have a common culture that will see us through lives is one that I think is leaving us, and also the notion that we will have to be able to adjust to cultures really, really quickly.
That's right, isn't it? Do you see it as a positive overall? You did touch on this a little bit earlier as far as how accessible these seemingly foreign cultures are now to us. Surely the positives outweigh the negatives.
I always think they do. I'm a glass overflowing person. But the reality for me is that we are changing humanity in ways that we've not ever seen it changed before. One of the things that I'm enjoying is there seems to be a global conversation, especially in digital space, about doing less harm to other people, less harm to our society, to our ecology, all sorts of things. And that seems to be a voice that many people are hearing and listening to. So I think we'd see that as a strong positive. On the other side, we're seeing strong polarizations. I know these seem to be opposite, but it's what's happening. Strong polarizations of people with a unique view on the world, and we could mention ISIS or other people in that, who are so strong in what they believe in and so able to influence other people that we've not had that ability before, because that would have happened just small, regional, and people around them. But that group being so polarized and so expressive, and now able to tell lots of people about what they think is important.
Yeah, it's a good point. Maurice Mizalowski is my guest. He's a business futurist that joins me fortnightly at this time on ABC Far North. Will there be a dominant culture, do you think? Something that evolves out of the digital world of becoming a culture unto itself that closely resembles something that we've already seen?
I think there will. At the moment, we're strangely enough, I think, influenced by pop culture, which has been American for the last 30 or 40 years at least. It doesn't matter where I travel on in the globe, people seem to be trying to have American values. They're watching the American shows, reading American books, and being influenced by American the way Americans dress or Westerners dress. So pop culture seems to have taken that space. And if we go back into history, it's pretty much the way it's always been. Before then, it was England, then it was Spain, then it was Italy. Hundreds of years ago, it was China. It was the dominant physical country. on the globe at this time that got to talk about what that new culture will be. This one is strange because, as we've said already, that it's not necessarily one distinct space anymore. It's not one governing body or language. So I think it's actually going to be fractured. It's going to be made up by whole lots of people that talk about some sort of global wellness, but then regionalise it back to what's important to that individual.
Morris, do you think that there'll be, not wars, but fights? I mean, cultures as we know them through our own history have fought. Digitally, do you expect there to be clashes between certain cultures online?
I so want to answer no to that, but the reality is yes, because part of the human condition, unfortunately, for now, maybe we'll evolve out of it, but for now, is to believe that we, whoever we are, know something, have something, do something better than somebody else, and they need to learn that message. And that's part of the human condition, unfortunately. And we're seeing that right out in the digital space now. Again, we've referred to ISIS, but there are lots of other examples of that too, where a culture believes it has some superiority or some knowledge that other people need to understand. And they're able to use this digital space in ways that we've not ever seen before to get that message heard.
What would you call it? I mean, we're using the term digital culture, but as we go forward, will we look back and give it a name then?
I think we will. I mean, it will become known as culture. It has to be, because culture, again, as we said, is a collective set of behaviours. What this overarching thing will be called will be interesting, and I think whatever it is will replace this term pop culture, which has been the way we've described it over the last couple of decades.
Do you think people are at risk of resisting it and not going with it, not changing with it, not trying to get a part of the digital culture and therefore falling behind?
Well,
worth resisting?
Falling behind, maybe not, but definitely resisting it. There's no issue about that, because there are many people that don't enjoy the digital space, don't enjoy being online, see no purpose for it. And I would argue for a world where that should be totally normal, where people don't want to be a part of it. They shouldn't have to be. So, yes, there should be resistance to it. As humans, we need to have some people that, regardless of how well we think something's working, should challenge it just to make sure that we are able to think our way through it. So, yeah, no issue about that at all. But even for those that aren't involved with it, we're still influenced by it. There are still things happening around us. The way that we receive the news, what we find important as a society, our politics, all of those, even if we're not directly involved, if we're not reading it or being a part of it, still are influenced by it. So, yes, I think we're all going to be influenced by this. We have already. The world has changed the way it sees itself over the last 10 decades alone. Over the last 10 years, I should say, alone.
I just hope we all start being nice to each other, Morris, whether it be online or not.
So do I. Look,
have you got faith in that?
I have absolute faith. And I would even change that comment, Phil. I would say that the vast majority of us are nice to each other.
That's true.
It really is that squeaky wheel. It's, you know, it's those people that we tend to use as examples to disprove that. And I do hope that's true. I hope that's not just something I've convinced myself of. But I find the vast majority of people do mean well, do want well. It's just that those few little buggers that are sitting there that we hear too much about.
Yep, I think you're right. Wow, I can't wait to see it, but as you pointed out, we're already living at the digital culture, aren't we? We're shaping it as we live.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure that we will see it in that sense, because because we're living it.
That's right.
And it takes us to get to the other end of it for it to make sense.
Business futurist Morris Mizalowski, it's always an eye-opener. Thanks so much for talking to me this morning.
A pleasure.
Business futurist Morris Mizalowski there. There you go. What cultures are you part of? Could it all...